Slunkulations by Hippo Fox. Read by Sam Gabriel. Based on the works of Andrew Hussey. Chapter 1.
Yo, Carcat, I'm going to need you to make a departure from the apartment for a couple hours, you say. Like this is a completely normal request you're making for a completely normal reason. Huh?
Carcat rests his book on his chest and looks upside down at you over the armrest of the couch.
Why? Well, the crazy just got to suck my own dick, you reply.
Carcat's eyes narrow and he sits up.
Well, fine. Don't tell me why then, I guess. Just leave me in the fucking dark as to why you're kicking me out of my own hive with literally zero notice.
You feel a little bit bad for the subterfuge, but you procrastinated for exactly as long as you possibly could, and now you're out of time to come up with a real excuse to get Carcat out of the apartment.
No, dude, really, I was thinking, at some point a dude's gotta try and suck his own dick. It's an important human pubescent milestone, like getting your first wet dream or learning what fingering means, and I figured, hey, I'm doing some yoga. No, something like the present to try and get that shit accomplished.
Carcat scoffs.
You're fucking 28 Earth years old. Even I know that's way past human puberty. Seriously, Dave, that's the story you're sticking with?
You just give him a shrug. Carcat heaves an aggrieved sigh and jams a receipt in his book to mark his place, digging his shoes out from under the coffee table.
Whatever. I guess it doesn't actually matter why. You'd just better be grateful that I'm a trusting matesprit who tolerates this kind of cagey bullshit. I'm going to Kanaya and Roses. Just text me when you're done, I guess.
Thanks, bud. You're the bestie best. You deadpan, blowing him an exaggerated kiss. He rolls his eyes, but catches it and heads for the door. He pauses with his hand on the handle and points at you.
You better be done with whatever the fuck this is by dinner, though, or else. We have a date, remember?
Come on, bro, I'm still running out of time. I'm never be late for our Lady and the Tramp-style Italian date night. Wouldn't miss it for all the AJ in the world. It's Gucci. I'll be done by 5.
You watch the love of your life walk out the door and mentally curse yourself for the 5 millionth time this week that you're going through with this. This has got to be, hands down, one of the dumbest things you've ever cornered yourself into doing. And all because of one stupid errant thought you had 10 years ago. But never let it be said that you couldn't commit to a bit. You finish blowing up the balloons and making the gigantic, intentionally off-center sign, and future you appears just in time to help hang it up.
Dude. He says, flashing you a wide, stupid grin that you're aware you make sometimes nowadays, but it's still weird to see on your own face.
I know you're still at the point where you think this is a bad idea, but trust me, we're a genius.
You raise an eyebrow at him over your shades.
Genius as in genius at making shitty performance art? Does this cringy bit somehow loop back around to being actually funny?
You both fly up in the air to tack the big sign up near the ceiling, and he shakes his head.
Oh, no, this prank never stops being Egbertian levels of suck, pun intended. Truly bottom-shelf self-ownage about to be all up in this bitch. We're gonna make it worth our time.
Well, that's good at least, considering you're currently breaking a 10-year-long commitment not to abuse your time powers with one of the most flagrant abuses of your time powers imaginable.
Right, come on, let's do this,
Future Dave says, landing back on the ground. You land next to him, surprised.
Now? Don't we have, like, 5 more minutes?
Now it's his turn to raise an eyebrow at you over his shades.
We both know that even the shittiest performance art requires much more thorough, intensive, dare I say, deeper preparation than meets the eye.
You roll your eyes behind your shades. Fair enough, but the idea that you're about to put actual effort into this, while predictable, is still disappointing. Look past me. You're thinking about this all wrong. You just need to decide that this is hot. Now that throws you for a loop, which he obviously knows.
Oh yeah, good point, future me. I hadn't considered that I could just change my mind about how I felt about autofellatio. Well, actually, hey, I just realized that this is hot suddenly. Yippee, problem solved. Let me get right on that.
Yeah, seriously, just hurry up and get with the program. You're going to kill my boner.
You glance down, and sure enough, he's got an actual boner. That's objectively good from an accomplishing the bit standpoint, but you're still hella confused as to how you do a complete 180 on this idea.
Future Dave huffs in what you can tell is an impatient kind of way.
Okay, I know you're lost, and we're wasting time, so let me just lay it out for you. What is it that usually gives us a boner?
There's only one non-time-wasting answer to this.
Carcat?
The grin makes a sudden reappearance on his face.
And how long will it take for Carcat to get back here if you text him right now?
It all clicks into place, and you feel a matching grin spread across your own face in a moment of perfect understanding. Oh, hell fucking yes. You are a genius. You reach in your back pocket for your phone and shoot Carcat a quick text.
TG. Yo, Carcat.
TG.
I just thought about it.
CG.
Thought about what?
TG.
Why am I sucking my own dick when I could be sucking yours?
You silence and pocket your phone, and then drop to your knees looking up at him. All right. We're fucking doing this, man. He pops the button on his fly. We're making it happen. You reach up to grasp your own future dick. It's kind of weird knowing you're holding your own dick without actually being able to feel it. It's also weird knowing you've known you're gay for this long and yet have never actually sucked a human dick before. It really isn't that weird, dude. Just get in there. I'm not gonna, like, let you look dumb or whatever. Not to mansplain the bit to myself or anything, but the whole point is that we are one incredibly cool dude who is so totally comfortable with his own gayness that we've overcome our impulse to play gay chicken and have moved on to gay choking on our own chicken. Right? Future Dave holds out his fist to you. You inhale. Right. Just one totally cool dude winning at gay chicken with himself in the most epic way possible. You meet his fist for a radical self-fist bump and slide your mouth over his... your... dick. It's honestly kind of... okay, fine. It's pretty hot. Future Dave stays completely silent as you process the sensation of sucking a dick for the first time. Your dick is heavy and firm against your tongue compared to Carcat's bulge and obviously a lot less wet. You kind of miss the wetness, honestly. It always feels so hot when you get your mouth on Carcat's bulge and he's already dripping. It's such an obvious sign that you're turning him on, and it gets you going every time. Anyway, you digress. The firmness of this dick is its own interesting sensation. Its inflexibility is definitely more demanding on your throat compared to a bulge, and as you discover the first time you slide down the next couple inches. But it's also kind of satisfying to force yourself to adapt to it. You very much understand now why Carcat always sounds extra hoarse after going down on you. Future Dave clears his throat. Wrap your hand around it, he says, the slightest strain in his voice belying that this is at least not the worst blowjob ever blown. That's what we saw when, you know. Right, stable time loops. You reach up and wrap your hands near the base of his dick, and Future Dave exhales in a way that is clearly a considerately restrained moan. You start to realize you're actually kind of invested in this being a good time for him. You are going to be him soon enough, after all. You only have to do this for a few more seconds, though, at least for your original purpose. You'll have to wait and see what you decide to do after that. You focus back in on the ever-present awareness of the passage of time in the back of your head. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Past Dave appears from exactly 10 years ago. You remember being him, having almost but not quite kissed Carcat for like the fifth time, and panicking once again about the legitimacy of your own gayness. You remember thinking, hey, what the hell, why not just ask myself at a future point in time when I don't have all these bees in my bonnet about my human sexuality? And then, hey, here you are. You let past you take in the scene, the balloons, the sign above your head with the words, "Slonculations, you're gay," scrawled across it in wet red paint. You, 28 years old, sucking your own dick. Simultaneously, without missing a beat on the blowjob, you and Future Dave give him an incredibly cool and stoic thumbs up. Past Dave pauses for one long moment to really take in the majesty of the worst joke you've ever made, and then zaps back in the past to renew his vow to never ever abuse time travel again. Chapter 2. Future Dave lets out a breath as Past Dave disappears. Fuck yeah, finally on to the good part. You start to pull off of him, but he reaches down and stops you with a hand on the back of your head. Yeah, no, I'm gonna need you to keep going, actually. Sorry in advance, but this is about to get interesting in all kinds of new and previously unexplored ways for you, and I need you to just roll with it. Then his hand tightens in your hair, and he shoves you back down his dick. You let out a startled groan as he starts thrusting, something pinging in your brain at the sudden roughness. Apparently, he was holding himself back before. It feels good, right? Try letting your hand go, he says. You're too cool a dude not to trust yourself on something like this, so you let go. He uses his tight grip on your hair to hold you still and starts easing his dick down your throat. You feel your own dick jump in your pants. God, fuck, you've never deep-throated anything in your life. It's hot. That's it. Relax your throat, he says, and pauses at just the right time as your gag reflex tries to kick in. He gives you exactly a second to adjust, then pushes forward again. That's good, he murmurs, voice breathy but still in control. Your throat aches, but in a good way. You clench your fists against your thighs as he bottoms out,
shades pressing uncomfortably into your nose. There's no way you can breathe with your own dick this far down your throat. That realization, plus the fact that he knows exactly how long you can take this, gets your heart racing even faster. And then he says, "Good boy," in your own douchey, monotone, breathy voice, and starts fucking pounding his dick down your throat. Holy shit! The degree to which you had not expected that phrase to work for you could not be understated. It still doesn't actually coming from yourself, but the suggestion of it has you imagining Carcat saying it with his bulge down your throat, and you can't help but let out a fucked up little moan at the thought. God, do you want Carcat to do this to you? When is he going to get here? Am I hallucinating right now? Did someone slip some fucked up pan-altering substance into my tea, and now I'm in a doomed timeline with two Daves that are somehow even more hormone-addled than my own? Did I hit my cranial casing on the way home, and now I'm seeing double? What the ever-pitying fuck is going on here? Future Dave lets you go, and you pull away from him with a cough and a desperate gasp for air. You see Future Dave smirk at Carcat as you catch your breath. Hey, babe. Glad you decided to join the party. I know you're wriggling days for another few months, but that was a two-for-one special on Dave's today, and I figured you'd want to come get at what was hot. Carcat is leaning in the open doorway with his arms crossed, a familiar scowl on his face, but his cheeks are tinged red. He's totally into this. You make a big show of wiping your mouth with the back of your hand and sit up. Yeah, babe. You gotta come take advantage of this once-in-a-lifetime deal. Only available while supplies last, you say. Carcat scrutinizes the two of you for a moment, then pushes off the door jamb and walks closer. He grabs your chin, and then Future Dave's, and stares at you through your shades. Did you really use your insanely overpowered and demonstrably traumatizing time powers for the first time in over 10 years just so I could come home to this? You swallow, anticipatorily, enjoying the way Carcat's claws dig into your chin a little. Now this is what you're fucking talking about. You eye Carcat's waistband surreptitiously while Future Dave responds. Well, technically, I used my insanely overpowered and demonstrably traumatizing time powers for the first time in over 10 years just so I could suck my own dick, but upon further consideration, making a Dave Carcat sandwich is a far superior application of this infrequently used skill of mine. Carcat closes his eyes briefly and sighs like he's talking himself down from breaking out into an explosive rant. This is a sigh you are incredibly familiar with. All right, which one of you is present, Dave? He asks resignedly. At your service. You pipe up, still on your knees. At least for now, Future Dave adds. Carcat raises an eyebrow at him. I take it you're Future Dave, then? For a few more minutes, yeah, he nods. How many more minutes? You ask. You don't want me to answer that, he replies. He's right, you don't. Damn, you're so fucking cool. Well, I don't particularly feel like being a sandwich or any other type of human food substance, for that matter, Carcat says, jerking the conversation back on track with practiced ease. And if this is supposed to be a month's early wriggling day present, which I frankly doubt, but it's not like I'm about to look that particular gift hoof beast in the squawk gaper, I'd honestly rather see you pick back up where you left off. He uses his grip on your chin to turn you back towards Future Dave's dick. Oh, you say stupidly. This was your idea, Dave, Carcat says in an unreasonably reasonable tone of voice, drawing you closer to your own crotch, and it seemed like you were really enjoying it the first time. Damn, but you can't resist when he starts topping you like this. You open your mouth and let him push you back onto your dick. Future Dave groans, resting a hand on your shoulder. Apparently he's done being stoic and silent now that Carcat is here. That's it, Carcat says faux sweetly. There you go. Yeah, what was it you were calling yourself earlier? Oh, right. Good boy. Good boy, Dave. He strokes your hair. You and Future Dave groan simultaneously. Damn, he picked that up quick. Carcat ruffles your hair one more time and then moves further away. You hear the promising rustle of fabric being dropped on the floor, and then his hands appear at your hips. I want to put my bulge inside of you, Dave. I want to hear what kind of noises you try to make when I make you come with your mouth full, he says, his breath hot on the back of your neck. You moan around your dick, hoping he'll take that as an assent. Do it, Future Dave says. You sense some kind of silent exchange happening out of your line of vision. And then he adds, I'm him, remember? After a beat, Carcat starts undoing your pants, and you groan again in relief.
that he's actually going ahead with it. He shoves your pants and boxers down roughly to your knees, and then you feel the press of his bare hips against your ass. You moan some more. "We're going to make a mess of you, Dave," Crockett says, and then, presumably to future Dave, "I want you to show me exactly how you want it." "Fuck," future Dave breathes. And then he fists his hand back in your hair and starts pounding hard down your throat. God, that's hot. But you can't even moan like this with the pace he's going, so you're startled when future Dave does it for you. "I want it now, Crockett. Please," he groans. "Fuck, Dave," Crockett says. And then you feel the slide of his bulge start to press into you just as future Dave lets you up for a breath. You gasp and give the start of a moan before he blocks your airway again, the force bringing tiny pricks of tears to your eyes. The feel of Crockett's bulge in you is exquisite, just like it always is. The magical, tapered, self-lubricating quality of troll anatomy better than anything of human invention. Crockett bottoms out, thrashing once against your prostate, and you can't help but jolt your hips back up against him in earnest. He hums, stroking your cheek with his thumb. It catches one of your tears, and he pauses, then pulls it away. "Dave, are you crying?" Crockett asks, a note of doubt creeping into his voice. "It's worth it. Feels good." Future Dave rasps, like it's taking effort to get the words out. His pace is still punishingly consistent. "Dave, are you sure? Do you want this?" Crockett presses. You give him a shaky thumbs up. "No way do you want him to stop now." "Dude, I'm literally about to come," Future Dave says. "You or him?" Crockett asks, but he starts moving again. His bulge thrashing until it finds your prostate, and then honing in on it when you buck against him. Fuck, now you're crying for two entirely different reasons. "Yes," Future Dave gasps. "Oh shit, he's totally right. Crockett, please, touch me." Crockett reaches around and grabs your dick and your eyes cross. "Crockett, Crockett," Future Dave moans, the weight of him leaning on you suddenly increasing exponentially. You don't need to be from the future to know what's about to happen next. You come twice at the same time. "Fuck," Crockett groans. He's thrashing, growing uncoordinated. Future Dave pulls back and you gasp for breath, letting your own cum drip out of your mouth and onto the floor. You're aware you're all kinds of fucked for finding that hot. God, you're such a mess, or, well, you're about to be. "Dave. Oh, fuck," Crockett groans, leaning into you. He shudders. And then a warm, familiar weight starts to fill you up. You clench around him, because you know he likes that, and he moans again, his arms wrapping around you. As Crockett's breathing slows back down to a regular pace, you turn your head and kiss the side of his face. "Happy wriggling day," you say with an affectionate smile. Future Dave drops down onto his knees to wrap his arms around Crockett from the other side. "You better get me an actual fucking wriggling day present on my actual fucking wriggling day, you goddamn smart mouth," Crockett grumbles, nuzzling closer. You huff a laugh and kiss his face again, nodding agreeably. "Well, as the less fucking wrecked member of the Dave contingent, I call dibs on cuddling Crockett while you take a shower," Future Dave announces, standing up and offering Crockett a hand. "No, what?" you complain as Crockett pulls out. "Surely you're the one who deserves cuddles after the number they just did on you." Future Dave raises an eyebrow at you. "Do you have places to fucking be? You can cuddle Crockett when you're me." "Oh, come on, surely that can wait until after I can get some cuddle time in. Can't a guy even get a hug or two for the road?" Future Dave sighs and shakes his head. "Listen, bro, I'm just trying to save you the trouble of having to watch the intro to Love Actually twice in a row, but I'm you, so I know you're not going to listen. The allure of the Crockett cuddles is just too powerful." "We're watching Love Actually?" Crockett asks, perking up. Future Dave smirks. "Two Daves fighting over the chance to cuddle you, and that's still the part you focus on. Damn, baby, give a dude a complex." Crockett snorts. "From what Rose implies, you're developing plenty of complexes on your own. Now come on, what's it playing on? Webflix? Grulu?" When you climb out of the shower, Crockett and Future Dave are making out on the couch, movie playing in the background. You join them for a little while, but eventually sneak away and let them do your thing. After all, you have places to fucking be. And you think you're ready for round two. The Homestuck Fan Author Coalition is a place for authors to write, brainstorm, discuss, and collaborate. Link available in description. The music is Slonculaciones by Sam Gabriel. Special thanks to Sakiko. If you would like me to record a story, voiceover, or character, please get in touch with me using the contact information on my website, which is located at samgabrielvo.com.
And there you can find links to other stories that I've read, my Discord server, and ways to support me. And finally, as always, thank you for listening.